On the very bottom line of Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, we were talking, the Mishnah said, about how you write a Megillah, the materials you can use to write it. The Mishnah said, Hayiksuva b'sam, if it's written in different kinds of ink, no good. So sam sama, sikra, amar Rabbi Barachana, sikrasa shema. Rashi says these are different color inks. So if you use different color ink, not good. Right? Kumus kuma. Rashi says it comes from sraf ilan, like the sap of a tree. If you use that, and I don't know if you write with that, I've never tried before, but if you do that, no good. Kan kanusim. Rashi, charta deushkefi. Sorry, Rashi says some kind of like shoe polish. It was a black ink, but you couldn't erase it well. If you tried to erase it, it didn't come out. Probably you couldn't fix things. Not good for writing Megillah. Diftera demaliach vekamiach velo ofitz. They salted. This is how they prepared the hide. They salted it. They got it, but they didn't finish the processing of the hide. So if the hide was not finished the processing, cannot use it for cloth for Megillah. Tosis over here actually writes, kind of interesting, that the processing has changed since the days of the Gemara, and so we don't have to do it exactly the same way that it says there, so long as you can produce a good quality parchment. It's a very interesting Tosis. In any event, Niyar Machka, and when the Mishnah said Niyar, so Rashi says it's from Asif, so that's like some kind of paper, right? From some kind of grass, it's like some kind of paper, also no good. It's got to come from the parchment from of the animal. Actually, Ksuv Ashures, it needs to be written in Ashures, that the Megillah needs to be written kichsavam, like it was written in the days of Esther. They wrote in Ashurish, we write in Ashurish. Al Sefer Obadio has to be written on the parchment and with black ink. Minolan. How do we know that that's true? Asya ksiva ksiva tzegzera shava from the book of Yirmiyah. Ksiv hacha by Esther ksiv vatichtov Esther hamalka, that Esther Malka wrote vatichtov uksiv asam, and by Yirmiyah, Yirmiyah is locked up in jail. And Yirmiyah says to Baruch, Yomer lahem baruch mipiv yikarei alai eskolat v'rima elev ani kosev ala sefer b'dio, and I will write it on a sefer, on a parchment b'dio, and with black ink. So the word kosev is used in both psukim. By Yirmiyah it says explicitly that the materials has to be written with, right, on the parchment and with black ink. So by Megillah has to be the same way as well. So you got to read Megillah Esther from a good cloth. Good. The Mishnah says, ben ir shehalach lekrach, u ben krach shehalach leir, if you have somebody from a city, an open city, so they read on the 14th, and he goes to a krach, to a walled city, so they read on the 15th, or the opposite. Ben krach shehalach leir, somebody from a walled city goes to an open city, right? There's people in Israel like to play these kinds of games, you know what I mean? Right? So, im asid lach so limakomo, kore kimakomo, if you're going to return back to your place, so then you read like your place. If you're going to go home for Purim, so you read like your place. But if you're not going to return back home, you're going to stay in the place that you are, so then you read like them. So you're not reading on the 15th in an unwalled city, even if you lived in a walled city. Yep. How much of the Megillah do you need to read in order to fulfill your obligation? So Rabbi Meir Omer Kula, Rabbi says, trick question, got to read the whole thing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Me'ish Yehudi, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if you read from Ish Yehudi when Mordechai is introduced, so that is okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer Me'achar Dvar Ma'eler, Rabbi Yossi says, from where Haman is introduced. Haman is introduced after Mordechai, right? If you read from where Haman is introduced, so then it's all okay. Omar Rava said, get in the Gemara, everybody. Omar Rava said, Lo Shanu Elo Shasi Lachzer B'Leile Yodalit, Abel Ein Asi Lachzer B'Leile Arbosor Korei Moen. When we said that somebody from a walled city goes to an unwalled city, so if he's going to return back home on the for Purim, so then he reads like the 15th, like he's going to be back home. Let's see, somebody from Yerushalayim leaves Yerushalayim and goes to some unwalled city, right? And he's there on the 14th. So he's going to go home, let's say, right, on the 15th. But on the 14th, he's staying outside of Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, when the Mishnah says he reads on the 15th, that's only if he's going home on the 14th. But if he's going to be outside of Yerushalayim the whole 14th, then he reads on the 14th with them. Amar Rava Mino Aminu Lai. Rava says, how do you know that that's true? Dichsev, because the Pasuk says in the Megillah, Al Kain Hayudim Apirazim Hayoshivim Biarei Apirazim, right? That the Jews who are in the unwalled cities, I'm sorry, Hayudim Apirazim, the unwalled city Jews who live in the unwalled cities. So michti, ksiva yudim apirazim. It says the Jews of the unwalled cities. Lomali lemichtav hayoshvim barei perazos. Why does it then repeat who are living in the unwalled cities? Hakamash malon deparos ben yomo nikra paros. So there's two different people who are really listed. There are the Jews who live in the unwalled cities and the Jews who are in the unwalled cities. But even if they don't live there, so ashkechan paros mukaf minolam. So that tells me that if you live in a walled city but you're in an unwalled city on the 14th, then you have to read with them on the 14th. What about the opposite? What about if you live in an unwalled city, but you're going to be in a walled city on the 15th? So now what do you do? So the Gemara says, Svaru, it's only reasonable that it would be the same thing. That somebody who lives, if somebody goes into an unwalled city only for that one day, the 14th, so he's called unwalled, an unwalled person, and he reads on the 14th, it's only reasonable that the opposite would be true. Vama Rava, Rava said, Ben Kfar Shehalach Li'ir, oh, this is a good Chiddush. Rava said, let's say you have a villager. A villager. Now you remember, we learned a while back that the villagers read 11, 12, 13, right? Remember, we're Machnisa and Yamachnisa. They go out the Thursdays and Mondays, they can read all the way back to the 11th, right? 11, 12, 13. So if you have a villager who finds himself in an unwalled city on the 14th, Bein Kachu, Bein Kach, Kori Yamayim, it doesn't matter if he's going home or not, it makes no difference. He's got to read Megillah on the 14th. My time, why is that? Hai Kivnei Ha'ir Boilimiki, because really the villagers should be the same as the people in the walled cities. They should have to read on the 14th. And like we learned already, that the rabbis made leniency because they were bringing provisions, right, to the people in the big cities, right? So we enabled them to read on the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. But really, they should have had to have read on the 14th. So hanimili kiasi beduchte. So if they're going to be at home, so we allow them to read. If they're going to be coming in already on 11th, 12th, 13th, we allow them to read there. But kiasi beir kivnei ear by lemikre. But if he's here on the 14th, so then we make him read. Rashi actually writes, we make him read again. Rashi writes, let's say he came in on the 11th or the 12th or the 13th, right? And he read Megillah because he was allowed to, because he was a villager. And then he comes back to the city on the 14th. We make him read again. He's got a second time he's got to read. Good. Esrei Abaye Baye asks, against Rava, Ben Krach Shehalach Le'ir. If you have somebody from a walled city who goes to an unwalled city, Ben Kachu, Ben Kach, Kore Kimekomo. So he has to read on the 15th. Now that's what we just said. So the Gemara says, Ben Krach Soka Daitach. Does that make sense? That a person from the walled city, because we learned it depends if he's going to go back home or not. Not just that he reads on the 15th, regardless if he's going to go home or not. Elo lav ben kfar. But rather, this Bryce is probably talking about a villager. And it said, kore kimakomo, which means that he can read on the 11th, 12th, 13th, and he doesn't have to read on the 14th. So this is against Rava. So Rava says, "V'lav terutzi mitaretzes tani korei imoy." And he says, "Well, the brisa that you quoted didn't say Ben Kfar, right? It said Ben Krach. So you don't think it makes sense to say Ben Krach? So you want to change it to Ben Kfar and ask a shayla on me? If you're going to change something already, then just change the end instead of the beginning. The end said korei kimakomo that he reads on the 15th. Just change korei kimkoman that he reads on the 14th, and then it's saying the same thing as me. Good. So that's Rava's chiddush. Now." The Mishnah said, "Mehechon kori adam es Megillah. From where do you read the Megillah to fulfill your obligation?" Tanya Rishon Bar Yochai, Omer Rishon Bar Yochai says, "Mi b'layla who that you have to read from when Achashverosh can't sleep." So if you're doing the math at home, we now have four opinions of how much the Megillah a person needs to read in order to fulfill his obligation. The first opinion is the whole thing. The second period is introduction of Mordechai. Third opinion is introduction of Haman, and now the fourth opinion is from when Achashverosh can't sleep. Amar Rav Yochanan v'kula mikra echadorshu. Rav Yochanan says they all learn it from the same pasuk in the Megillah. The Megillah says, that they wrote the whole story, right? So, what is the story? That's the Shaila. They said they wrote the whole story. So what's the story? Manda Amar Kula Tokfa Shel Achashverosh. So the first opinion says the whole story of Achashverosh, which starts all the way in the beginning, all the way till the end. Achashverosh is in the first pasuk in the Megillah. He's the last pasuk in the Megillah. Gotta read the whole thing. Manda Amar Meish Yehudi Tokfa Shel Mordechai. Second opinion says, no, the real story is the story of Mordechai. So you gotta start from where Mordechai is introduced. Umanda Amar Meachar Advar Ma'ila Tokfa Shel Haman. Third opinion says, no, the real story is the story of Haman. That's the real story. So you gotta read from where Haman is introduced. And a person who says that you can read from when Achashverosh can't sleep, the real story is the story of the miracle. And the miracle really starts to happen when the tide turns, when Achashverosh can't sleep. Rev Huna Amar Mehacha. Rev Huna says, yeah, they all learned it from one pasuk, but it's not that pasuk. It's from a different pasuk. The pasuk says, that what they sought to do this and what came to them as a result. result. The Megillah is describing that we're going to read the Megillah, right? That teaches us what they sought to do and what the result was. So what did they? What did who see to do? And what was what result? So Manda Amar Kula Marach Hashverish Neshamish Mekelim Shabes Hamikdash Al Kacha Mishum Dechashim Shivim Shanin Velo Ifrog. That the one who says what they sought to do is what did Achashverosh see, right? That caused him to see to use the Kelim of the Beis Hamikdash. Because remember, we learned together that he miscalculated the 70 years and he thought the Jews are never going to go back. Remember, we learned that together. Umahigia Alehem, and what was the result? Dekotel Vashti, that he killed Vashti. So you have to read the whole story of Achashverosh because that's what the Megillah is talking about. Manda Amar Meish Yehudi, the one who says that you have to read from the introduction of Mordechai. Mara Mordechai Deikani Bahamon. So the real question is, what did Mordechai see that made him be so jealous or zealous, right, against Haman? He saw that Haman was making himself into in Avodah Zarah. And what was the result? That there was a miracle that saved the Jews. The one who says that you have to read from the introduction of Haman. That what caused Haman to get so jealous to go against the Jews because Mordechai wouldn't bow down. And what was the result? The saluos of Yesbanav Alhoetz, that he and his children were hung on trees. And the one who says that you have to read from the point where Achashverosh can't sleep. What caused Achashverosh to bring the book of records out to be read? Because like we learned a few days ago, because Esther invited Haman just to the party with him and with him and her, right? So Achashverosh started thinking to himself, well, are they plotting against me? You remember that, right? Yeah. Umaygialehem, and what was the result? This Rachishnisa, that the miracle came about and the Jews were saved. So it's four different opinions in the Gemara, right? And where those opinions derived from the Megillah, their respective opinions. Amar Chaba, Amar Chaba, Bar Guya, Amar Rav, Halacha Kedivrei Omer Kula. Shucks. Right? That you got to read the whole Megillah. And we just learned this Gemara last night, that even the opinion that says that you don't need to read the whole Megillah, that you can get away with less, but you got to have the whole Megillah, right? So you got to have the whole thing there, right, written out. We were talking about that last night. We were talking about somebody who's writing it, right? So we're trying to figure out, it's good, so we learned it. Megillah is both called a Sefer and an Igeres. Now, we already learned that a Megillah requires Sirtut, like a Sefer Torah, right? That we already learned. So here's another halacha where the Megillah is sort of like a Sefer Torah. Nikra Sefer, it's called a Sefer Hashem Tafra B'chutei Pishton Psula, that when you sew together the different pieces of parchment for Megillah, you cannot use flax thread. You've got to use the proper gid, just like a Sefer Torah, right, in order to sew it together. But it's not as stringent. You don't have to do it the same way that you do Torah. And if you only use three of the Shloshe Chudegid and three of the Gid, so then that's sufficient. It's not as stringent as sewing together a Sefer Torah. So Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, but you've got to spread them properly. So you only have to do three, but you've got to equally space them. So you have a space, then the thread, then a space, then the thread. Everybody with me? You've got to equally space it. You know, you can't just, you know, like tie a little one on top, you know, or something. You got to space it properly throughout the parchment. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, HaKorbi Megillah Aksuva Ben Aksuvim Lo Yatsa. If you read the Megillah from a whole, like a whole Tanakh, you know, Ben Aksuvim, it's not just the Megillah. Usually when we read from just the Megillah, which is good, because it avoids this problem. But if you don't have just the Megillah, you've got a whole Tanakh, right? So then that is not sufficient. You do not fulfill the obligation. It's not good, because it's not evident that Rashi says, Divi'inon Igeres La'atzma. The Megillah is called an Igeres, a letter. It makes it seem like it's got to be its elf. It's got to be its own letter, right? Rashi says, because then it becomes more obvious that you're reading it as the letter of Purim, as opposed to if it's a whole scroll, so then, you know, it's not so obvious. You probably use it all the time when you're learning Navi, you know, or whatever, or Ksuvim, you know, or whatever it is. So it's not so obvious reading, so then that would not be sufficient. I lost my place. It's not good for time. Of course, Megillah Ben Aksuvim Lo Yatsa. Amar Rava Lo Amron Elo Delo Mechasio Misyara Porta. That assumes that the entire cloth is all the same size. But if, you know, the parchments are smaller or bigger, they're sewn together, but they're, you see, We don't understand this thing because our Torahs are so smooth. Everything is so good these days. But it didn't always work out so well. You had clock, it was big or small. But if it was noticeable that this was a separate section, then that would be sufficient. Mechasi Porta, less lunba. It was okay if it was a little taller, a little short. Levi Bar Shmuel, Havaka, Kare, Kame, the Rebbe Yehuda, and Megillah, Aksuba, Ben Aksudim. Once upon a time, Levi Bar Shmuel was reading for Rebbe Yehuda, and he was reading from a Megillah that was with other Svarim. Samar Lei, Hare Omra, Korba, Megillah, Aksuba, Ben Aksudim, Lo Yatsa. But we learned that that's not, you can't do it like that. Samar Rebbe Chia Bar Abba, Omra, Rebbe Yochanan, Korba, Megillah, Aksuba, Ben Aksudim, Lo Yatsa. Says, yeah, that's true. You can't read a Megillah that's in other Svarim. If you're reading Bitsibor, if you're reading for a congregation, if I'm just reading for myself, so then I can read like that. I can read a Megillah that is amongst other books. Rashi says that Shiur Atever is talking about when you sew it together, right? The different pieces of parchment, you don't sew it at the top or on the bottom. You ever notice that? The stitches are in the middle, not at the top and not on the bottom. So the Gemara originally thought that was halacha l'Moshe Misinai, that it has to be done that way. But then they changed that. The rabbi said that's not correct. They said, no. The rabbi said to do that because they didn't want it to rip. If you would sew it all the way up to the top, then it wouldn't have as much give, because you leave some space on the top and some space on the bottom where it's not sewn, so the parchment has more give. Everybody with me? And so it's less likely to rip. Moshe and Eliyahu both stand by a cave or a rock, and God passes by them. You remember that when Moshe does the Torah, and Eliyahu has a very similar experience with God. Had there been like a hole, the Gemara says, like an opening where they could have seen God directly, then they would not have been able to have stand, you know, stood in that spot opposite the light, you know, of God that would have passed. Shenemar kilo irani adam v'chai. Person cannot see God. V'amar Rav Chiya bar Abba Rav Yochanan ma'idich sivya aleim kol dvar mashar dibar Hashem imachim bahar melamed shereo kodesh baruch l'moshe dukei Torah v'dukei sofrim. That when God gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah, he didn't just give him the Torah, but he showed him dukei Torah and dukei sofrim. V'masha sofrim asidim l'chadesh v'mayinihu mikra megillah. And even things that were going to be added and come about later, including Mikra Megillah, Moshe Rabbeinu knew about it in his day. Okay, we'll stop here.